Guys, welcome back to another Transformation Tuesday, man. I'm your host, Arsenio, as usual. And today we're going to be speaking about, oh my God, a couple of things, man. First and foremost, I'm going to coin this for this specific podcast, A Beautiful Destruction. You know, guys, over the last couple of days, there was a lot of anger in me. You know, it's so funny because it all began with the healing session, right? And so after the healing session, of course, I'm like, okay, so after this healing session, let me just go into, you know, this teaching session. After that, let me do this, let me do that. Wake up. Hey, Monday, let's get it. It's going to be fun. But when I woke up, I don't know what happened, but I checked one of my Instagram messages, or I checked my followers, and I had one less follower. And I'm like, man, what the hell is going on? So then I'm like, all right, let me go figure this out. Let me see who it is. And I remember it was a lady that followed me before. She's from Slovenia, a coach. Regardless if it's coaches or what, it's Westerners in general. People are that shallow to follow to unfollow. And this is what it's not what makes me angry, because it has nothing to do with me. But don't follow me to begin with, or I'm just going to like remove you as a follower almost immediately. Unless I know that you are actually one of my loyalists, you know? So what ended up happening was I realized that there were a few things that morning that ended up setting up and destroying all my energy. So I saw her, and then I downloaded this application. I'm like, man, I'm going to find out who the hell these people are. I'm going to go ham on them. And so I ended up finding out who they were. And I'm like, oh my God, like literally, I just followed you 2 months ago. You've been lingering around on my Facebook for a very long time. You always cancel appointments. I'm through with you. You're done. I went to the Facebook. I went over here, block, block, block. And I'm like, Arsenio, have some dignity. This girl has literally left you high and dry on so many occasions. Remember that night that you literally on your birthday, Arsenio, on your birthday, you went all the way from Rongsit, which is like a 30-kilometer hike, to the heart of Bangkok. And when you came here, you waited for them an hour and a half, and they never came. They came there damn near 2 hours late. Remember that? And you're still friends with them? Okay, you saw them all of a sudden back in 2018, one before she went back to New Zealand. And then you saw another one, you know, a year later, and she was just not, wasn't even making eye contact and really didn't care much about you. And you had to keep asking her questions. She just didn't give a damn. Of course, a flight attendant. Doesn't that like ring a bell? Isn't there a time where you're just going to say enough is enough, regardless if they were your very first quote unquote friends I hate to cuss because I don't cuss on this one, on this specific podcast. Welcome back to the perspective, but they left you at the fucking airport. Regardless if they came all the way to your hotel, maybe an hour and a half later, they still left you at the airport. And you got hit with a corrupted taxi meter where your taxi was 1,000 baht, which is literally $30, which is unheard of. Unless I drive about 70 to 100 kilometers, it should never be that much. Do you get the point, Arsenio? So have some dignity. Drop these motherfuckers. Drop them. And so I did. Without saying a goddamn thing. I should have said something, but does she need, like, I want to say an approval or an approval rating. I'm going to drop you no matter what. So, but should she have, you know, should you have told her that she was an ass and da-da-da-da-da and drop her? Nah, who cares? She knows that she's a dipshit. So I dropped her. I realized one of my, a student I had, a year or 2 years ago, she ended up unfollowing me. It's funny because I just struck up a conversation with her about 3 weeks ago. I bet you she wasn't even following me at the time. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I said, cool. All right. Hey, 1560, get out of here. Bye. Couple of other people. I'm like, oh, damn. Well, I don't really know. I don't remember you, but okay. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And I just got rid of all that fake relationship bullshit. It felt so good to actually close some of the doors on these assholes, seriously. And so I went on about my day, and some things had happened. Again, you guys have heard this maybe on the podcast before or after. And I was just very, very animated because I'm like, you know, you guys are telling me to achieve something that's impossible. You're telling me now that as a teacher, I need to achieve this score to even be classified as a teacher. According to your imaginary boss, better yet, okay, we're done. Did I tell them we're done? Not exactly, not yet. They know, because it's funny, after sending them those ridiculously disparaging messages saying, you know what, I hate being bullshitted. They sent me maybe 3 messages back. All I did was hide the message. I didn't want to read anything from them. They haven't said anything to me today, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy because they know they can't talk to me today. Nonetheless, my mind's already been made up, but there was a little problem in there. And so I sent Mira a message. I'm over here blowing up. She's like, dude, you need to chill. Like, Mira is like the go-to. She is my angel because she knows more about me than anyone on this planet has ever known about me, times 10. Like, she is too good. Like, even my best friend, Andre, he doesn't, quote-unquote best friend, love him to death, but he doesn't know who I am anymore, right? Because I've been gone for 10 years. He doesn't know what I dealt with in Australia or the last 7.5 years here because he's never traveled outside of the goddamn country. Puerto Rico, okay, fantastic. Just saying. I'm just putting things in perspective here. So, in saying that, after that happened, I said, oh, man, there was a little resistance. I said, ooh, Arsenio, you know, if you dropped in, they kind of helped you during the whole COVID situation, Arsenio. They kind of helped you. So are you really going to take this leap and just cut them off? Who's going to give you money now? You know these people at your full-time job aren't going to make me give you any money. I said, I'm gonna bet on myself for once. I'm going to bet on myself. I am. I'm going to bet on myself right now, right here. Doesn't matter. Here I am. I'm betting on myself. Something, abundance is coming. And this was the beautiful destruction. So I woke up this morning, right? We're talking 48 hours of madness into beautiful destruction. That's what this title is going to be. So I woke up this morning and I'm like, Arsenio, man, okay, Arsenio, you were in the TOEIC Facebook group with these Thai people. They're over here just, you know, saying dumb things. They don't really appreciate you. Drop them. Who cares? All right. Bye-bye. Because I don't really care about the Thai market. I have no Thai market. No offense to my Thai people who listen to this podcast. Hey, you know what? I love you guys. But the people, the citizens within your country, they have a tendency of putting me in a box. And this is what I told you guys about on Inspirational Monday, right? So I said, Arsenio, well, what was actually working though? Okay, there's a lot of different test preparation groups, but a lot of them have scammers galore. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go back in there because there's always these fake ass profiles that Facebook just continues to keep around. And they say, hey, you could get a free certificate without sitting for the IELTS and all. I mean, just bullshit by bullshit times bullshit. But then there was one group that I actually got in contact with, and it was called Keith's Mastermind. So I went in there and I said, you know what? These people seem a bit real. I posted a couple of things in here. I got a Filipino nurse as a nice little consultation. You know, I brought her on to my ESL podcast and stuff. Arsenio, come on. I think this could work. Bring someone in. I said, all right. I'm going to bring someone in. All right. It's all good. So I posted a comment. And I said, hey, guys, just looking to help people. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And again, I did this at the beginning of June after my healing session, and it struck gold with about 6 people. So when I posted this, I'm like, okay. I got one comment, got 3 comments. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So I got like 3 students right now. This was right before I had a consultation with a guy from Palestine, right? And he ended up purchasing one of my packages. Again, no, this is what my intent wasn't. My intent was to have 0 expectations and to give from the goodness of my heart. But when they see that passion pouring out and they see how good I am, I don't have to ask. I don't have to tell, hey, if you need anything else, or extra services, I have those available. He is going to volunteer and ask me, hey man, you are the shit. I need some help with my writing, this and that, let's do it. And I helped him. I was challenged by his wife, who's an American citizen. Wonderful, she was asking me a whole lot of questions like, where'd you go to school, what's your this, what's that, what's all this stuff? And I'm like, hey, these are all good, fair questions, by all means. It was a great challenge. I was very happy about that. And so after that, I'm like, okay, all right, Arsenio. I ended up actually getting off the call, and then I had about 15 comments, and then it went up to 25 very quickly. And as of right now, I have 70 comments, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a little bit overwhelmed. I didn't know it was going to work to that extent. This was the destruction happened before with me, you know, saying, hey, you know what, you guys, I've been rolling with you for a while, but you're not going to take advantage of me anymore. I'm done with you guys. And even if I were to achieve your perfection, my rate per hour has gone up to 6 times. You have to pay me $100 an hour. Oh, that's it. Bye-bye. Goodbye. You're undeserving of me, just like the majority of all language centers or all language centers in general out here in Thailand. They're undeserving of me. So I'm going to let this be known. Goodbye. That's it. But I was scared. There was resistance. So fast forwarding it back to what happened today, I looked at myself and I said, oh my God, I got 70 comments. Okay, let me hurry up and send these calendars. Introduce myself. We're talking about a lot of Filipinos, people from Pakistan, quite a few people from India, Vietnam. There weren't any South Americans. I think I met my first person from Kyrgyzstan, which was amazing. And so, again, where people, like, responded, like, I sent, oh, my God, I sent maybe about 40 messages. Maybe 30, somewhere around 30 messages, plus or minus five. But about 10 of them didn't respond. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But a lot of people did. As I'm looking at my schedule right now, I have 15 confirmed. And that's not including, oh, I'm looking back at my email right now, and it's gone up, like, four again. So that means I have probably about 20 confirmed. Now, out of these 20, it's not about me going in with expectations of them buying a package after that. It's me just being the genuine person I am. You know, seeing those testimonials, if you guys go on my Instagram, the Arsenio Buck Show for now, if you guys look at those testimonials, man, oh my God, these beautiful Filipino nurses working in their front line, so grateful for them. I realized that Arsenio, that beautiful destruction, you needed to let go of that toxic relationship. These people were doing it for your best interest. You know, they're like, oh, Arsenio, you'll make this amount. Yeah, but you're still taking the majority of my money and you're paying me less because you're a disgusting human being. I need to do this on my own. It was a scary leap because I'm like, well, Arsenio, have you done everything you can today to try to get more clients? I most certainly did. Today was the most successful day of my life in terms of my website. And so in saying that, people, now looking at my schedule, I got like 7 on one day. I got another 8 on the other day. I think it's going to be pretty, pretty tough. We're going to see how it goes because it's going to be a lot of analyzing for me. So Friday is going to be a relentless day. Let's see if everyone shows up and whatnot. But out of all those people are going to come in. And not only that, I'm over here sitting down, right? And then the guy, you know, who I've been working for such a long time, thank goodness that I've kept that relationship afloat. He sent me some photos. And it's somebody setting up my whole thing to see if everything's okay for this, you know, upcoming Wednesday. Wednesday's my big presentation, guys. That's right. Then I realize, okay, who are these people who are in this room? And here I am on the poster board. I don't know if you guys have seen it anywhere on social media, if you follow me on the Arsenio Buck Show. But they have me next to an Academy Award-winning producer who produced Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2. I'm right next to him for visual effects. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm on a poster board. Guys, you don't understand. In 2016, if you were to ask me, Arsenio, by 2020, you're going to be the cream of the crop dominating the entire realm. I'd be like, oh man, come on, man. There's no way. I would use that victim talk and say, I can't do that because Thai people put me in a box. I'm just black. There's no way I can achieve anything in my life because I'm black. But now, fast forward into today, I was in the same Zoom room, guys. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I was in the same Zoom room with an art director who designed the robots in Pacific Rim and 3 other Disney films. That's right. She worked under the director, Guillermo del Toro. Now, in English, Guillermo del Toro, right? I was in a Zoom meeting with her. It's not about humility. I'm not trying to like knock on humility's door or humble, but I'm just amazed that, whoa. First was Seal, right? Seal, the singer. He still floats around my Instagram stories. Then there was Cassidy, who was a famous rapper, I think, back in the 90s and 2000s. Then there were about five others. And I was like, okay, what's really going on? I don't understand. Why is it that these singers and these famous people on Instagram, they're checking out my stories. Are they real? Are these the real people? I doubt it. These must be fake. No. These are people who love what you do. And then for me to be in a room with an Academy Award winner and someone who designed those big, beautiful robots that were in Pacific Rim, wow. Wow, 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 wow. That beautiful destruction, that Monday when I went to the gym and I sat down and normally I'm my bubbly self and I'm talking to, you know, some of these mothers who come in at 10 a.m. because their kids are at school and whatnot, you know, was I one of those individuals? Like, was I myself that morning? No, I was so angry that morning. Later on, when I came back home, I blew up on those people who should have been out of my life a long time ago. And now I'm finally saying to myself, I am so grateful because I don't know what's going to happen over the next 24 hours, to be honest with you. Like, I'm going to be so in sync. I'm going to go to Amazon. I'm going to buy, I'm going to buy a green tea. I'm going to be speaking about just a variety of things, bringing that energy, bringing that performance, sharing different things. People are going to come across me and say, man, who is this guy? He's a consultant. Let's reach out to him. Hey, man, so what else do you do and this and that? Oh, my God. Would this have happened if I didn't do those healing sessions? Would this have happened if I didn't do that life coaching? Would this have happened if I did not endure in transformation at the beginning of April? It all remains to be seen. But I can't tell you that it's not so much about, oh, Arsenio, do you feel like you're levitating? People are people, but I'm around people who inspire the hell out of me. I'm around people who I believe they are the best in their specific realm. And now I truly believe that what's happening right before my eyes is what was supposed to have been, what should have happened a long time ago. And so now I'm just rubbing my hands together and I'm saying, oh, here we go. I don't know what's in store for the future, but I could tell you right now, it's all in creation and it's happening for me right this second. In terms of this Transformation Tuesday, if you dedicate yourself to literally, and I mean literally and relentlessly, changing and trying to change your life for the better you, to become the best version of yourself so you could give this planet what it is that you were set out to give, your life will never be the same. To see myself on a poster board next to a guy who's an Academy Award winner, to be in a room with an art director who developed I watched Pacific Rim a number of times, probably just because of that beautiful Japanese actress. But for me to be in that area now, you know, I sent this. There are two beautiful souls that I speak to. One's name is Deepta, okay? She's my Indian. It's funny because everyone has an Indian descent who I actually speak to. Shout out to my folks. One lives in Cambodia. She has an excellent accent. And then, of course, there's Mira with the Indian descent, but she is South African. You know, Deepta has said so many times that she came into my life at the dawn of the pandemic after going on a 2-year hiatus. We've had conversations. She's been doing chakra healing. When I speak to her, I feel like I'm on cloud 9. These are the types of people I love to be around. Deepta is one of those individuals who always says, oh my God, Arsenio, no wonder Seal's following you. Look what's going on. And I'm like, man, I understand what's happening right now. I'm like an observer and I'm just taking in all the abundance. You know, Mira told me about a week ago, she said, Arsenio, right now you're like at a very utopic area. You're at 292. After a few more healing sessions, you're going to be in the 300s, but that's when things get a little bit difficult in reality because you're going to start questioning everything you say. So if you say something bad, you're going to question that and say, man, I shouldn't have said that. I should have said this. And it's kind of happening slowly right now. because I love it when I'm wrong. I love to admit that I'm wrong now. I go back and I say, man, I'm so sorry for my actions yesterday. I apologize to the girl, a day after. And I sent her a message in the morning. I said, man, I'm so sorry. I was just so angry yesterday. This happened. It had nothing to do with you. You know, I am so happy to admit those things. But a lot of people, they're scared to admit that they're wrong, right? But I'm at that age. I'm at that level of consciousness where I'm just on fire. So my question to you in this Transformation Tuesday is, are you committed to becoming insatiable for never-ending improvement? I'm talking about you must improve 365 days a year for the rest of your life. Because we live in a progressive universe. If you're the same person you were a year ago and everyone else has gone forward, you're going backwards. So are you the same person you were last year? I was listening to some of my podcasts for the first time. I was listening. I was like, oh my God, I'm listening to myself from about a couple of years ago. I'm like, oh boy, I have changed. I have changed like I've changed like I've changed. And I've changed for the greater good. And so now I see that change was needed for me to get to the level I'm at today. I needed to drop that gym off. I needed to cut those relationships. I needed to cut that work relationship. I needed to do this. I needed to do all these different things. And now I'm like, alrighty, this is going to be really exciting. And so now I'm just rubbing my hands together, just itching, inching for what's about to happen tomorrow. Guys, if you haven't already registered for the BIDC 2020, me introducing my product to the world, you guys are losing out, okay? 3 p.m. Bangkok, Thailand time, GMT plus 7. If you guys have any questions, reach out to me. And as always, you guys better get ready because, wow, a lot of you have witnessed my change. And you're going to witness even more. And all I'm telling you is are you committed to change? Because when you are, and when you will be, from that moment going forward, you'll never be the same. I'm your host as always, over and out.